The location of that sub, armed with cruise missiles, normally top secret. And by also speeding up the redeployment of an additional aircraft carrier to the region, the US upping its message of deterrence, telling Iran and its proxies to back down.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. A big accusation in the race for the White House, former President Trump attacking his rival, Democrat Kamala Harris. She rallied last night in her hometown of San Francisco, California, and touted no taxes on tips for service workers. Trump says Harris stole one of his campaign promises. The city of Uvalde, Texas, has released a batch of files from the 2022 Robb Elementary School massacre, including police text messages and videos from that deadly day, most of it confirming that the police response was full of confusion, chaos, and a deadly delay. 19 students and two teachers killed. This is ABC News. Investigators in Brazil still trying to figure out why a plane crashed there last week, killing dozens of people. ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
Over the weekend, the families of the 62 people who died in that plane crash in Sao Paulo gathering together just hours after investigators recovered the black boxes. The big question now, how did it happen? The plane itself was not that old. It flew about 14 years. Some experts wonder if ice could have built up on the wings. Brazilian officials had been warning of severe icing in the area.
Among those killed, a 3-year-old child and 8 doctors. Jury selection later today in the murder trial of a former Las Vegas area politician accused of killing a reporter. Robert Tellis has been the subject of several articles written by Jeff Gehrman. Firefighters in Greece trying to get a wildfire under control, burning on the northern edge of Athens. A children's hospital and a military hospital have both been evacuated. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Roadwork is continuing in both Iron and Vilas counties. US 51 has ongoing construction from County W to Weber Creek Bridge and is expected to be completed in September of this year. Crews will be replacing and repairing culverts, replacing the curb and gutter, mill and overlay the asphalt pavement, installing centerline rubble strips, and upgrading pavement markings. Motorists will encounter one-lane flagging operations and temporary traffic signals throughout the project. Work is also continuing in Ashland County on Prentice Avenue, from 11th Street East to 6th Street East in Ashland, with crews working on reconstructing part of the roadway, replacing storm sewers and the road base, placing new asphalt pavement, replacing the curb, gutter, and select segments of the sidewalk and sidewalk curb ramps, removing and planting trees, and placing new pavement markings and permanent signs. This is expected to be completed in late October, and Prentice Avenue is closed for the duration of the project. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. Highs in the upper 70s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm midday to early afternoon. For tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Lows around 53. A sprinkle or a light shower on Tuesday. Otherwise mostly sunny and highs near 80.
It's 51 at our studios.
98Q Country.
Don't you know I've come a long, long way? I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm alone.
you bring back my peace of mind, Gypsy Lady. You're a miracle work for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray. She treats me so right, lady. Take me away.
Drive your truck. Drive your truck. I drive your truck. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind. I drive your truck. I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home. Said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A lone wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day. Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling out. Take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. Hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Travis Tritt, 98Q Country. And a good Monday. How you doing? Hope your weekend was fabulous. We had a lot of baseball going on with the WBA event. And hope you got a chance to get out and enjoy. Yesterday was certainly interesting. It went from really nice to downpour to really nice to a little drop of rain here and there. We've got a cat at our house. I know.
condolences. We've got a cat at our house who wants to be outside. So we have a little, like, mini little tent that we put out there for him. So yesterday it kept sprinkling. And, I mean, if it sprinkles just a little bit, you can hear it. I'll be sitting in the living room. And it doesn't matter what noise is going on. And I'll hear the rah, rah, from the outside. It's like, that means it's raining and he wants to come in. So you bring him in. And then he knows when it stops raining because then it's rah, rah, to get back out again. And this is about a 10 time a day process on a nice summer day where he wants to be in, out, in, out, in, out. And I'm more than happy to do it. So the Summer Olympics wrapping up. Did you watch the closing ceremonies? I guess the thought is, if you just don't look at anything else except what it takes to put that on, what it takes to put that whole closing ceremonies on for the Olympics, it's just like... I'm exhausted just thinking about it. We look at all the fireworks and the lasers. Could you imagine? I just can't imagine the organization that goes into pulling something like that off. Now, the first 30 minutes or so where there was like steam coming from the floor of the stadium and they made it seem like you're on another planet. I mean, it was cool, but like most French films, it went on way too long. I needed, where is it? I miss it. It's like trying to read subtitles. But then I walked away and I came back and then we got what we want. We got what Northern Wisconsin people want. We had lasers and we had fireworks and we had Tom Cruise coming in on a motorcycle and leaving on a motorcycle. Or actually Tom Cruise rappelled from the very top of the stadium, and then he grabbed the flag and he took it, and then they went to California, and then Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and whatever else and Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they Americanized it real quick. But I thought I give hats off to the closing ceremony, even though some of it was just like, what are they doing? Or what are they doing? But I get it. It's very artistic, and so hats off. They pulled off the Olympics. It's just it's a little different culture over there. Some people made fun of some of the stuff going on. The opening ceremonies obviously were bizarre and they're just dumb, but other than that. So we got the medal count the gold medal count at 40 for the U.S. and 40 for China. Now, U.S. won the overall medal count with 126. We can't stay tied, right? We got to figure out a way. Who's the leader of China? Who's the leader of China? I would assume that the leader of China is probably younger than Joe Biden, right? Joe Biden, by the way, if you didn't know, breaking news, is still the president. I know he's not out there much, but he won't be in a few months. So, let's see. I'm trying to read who's the leader of China, but it's written in Chinese. So I'm assuming he's younger than Biden. So I'm thinking we got to find an Olympic competition, a current Olympic competition that we could have between these two to decide who is the gold medal champ. And my son very quickly jumped out and he said, well, why not golf? He said, it seems as though Joe Biden claimed anyway in the debate a few weeks ago that he could golf. I'm not sure if that would be great. I'm just struggling. Just imagine if you're in your 80s or you get into your 80s. Yeah, there's not much. Is there chess? Did they add chess to the games? No, not break dancing. We're not gonna do that. Anything the word break in it, we're not gonna do that. Xi Jinping, is that the leader? Okay. All right, we're not going to do ping pong. We're not going to do all that stuff. I'm going to stick with golf because maybe there's a chance, a slight chance that the leader of China is not a very good golfer. And apparently, from what I've heard, Joe Biden can still hit it straight and hit it down the middle. So I propose to the powers that be that we decide the gold medal tie of 40-40 with let's not make this more than one or two holes, like a two-hole playoff. And they get the virtual crown of gold medals. Good Olympics for our U.S. Olympians in general. I mean, this Ledecky girl in the pool, the guy from Wisconsin, Bednarik, and Lyles, and just go on and on. How about the shot put guy? He won 3 Olympics in a row now. Just go down the list. So I think it's just, to me, the Olympics is cool because there is this feeling that the world is one. We know that that's not true. There's always going to be bad people doing bad things. But when the Olympics comes together, it feels like no other time in the year where the whole planet is like together. And that's refreshing. It may be an unrealistic view, but it is a feeling at the time where it's just like, man, there's people from every corner of the planet here, and we're all just celebrating this one thing. That's what I love about the Olympics.
Crank it up. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
And I love days like today, too. It's going to be really nice out there. More on that weather to come. Get you a news update, too, at the bottom of the hour. Here at 98Q Country. Luke Bryan.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you.
I wanted, needed, love you, miss you.
because you asked for it. More country classics. You'll be hearing them. You'll notice a change. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Love the Dixie Chicks there. BP, get out in there, get your coffee, get your cappuccino, get your car fueled up, get your rolling local folks in there at your Park Falls BP right next to McDonald's. Brewers got a big series here. If the goal for the Brewers is to win the division and be one of the top two records in the National League, which would get them a first-round bye, which would be nice, although last year all four of those first-round bye teams lost, they had time off, so maybe that's not such a good thing, but the Brewers are chasing the Dodgers, are a couple games behind them for that second spot, I believe it is, for the top two teams, and the Dodgers are coming to town. We have 7:10 first pitch today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and then a 1:10 on Thursday. The Brewers will host the Guardians, and this weekend, it's a long homestand for the Brewers. 10 games or so. Homestand, so your chance to go out and see the crew. Dodgers. What do we got? Otani, he's healthy, right? Playing with them. Lose track of some of these stars and where they move around to. So it should be... should be a fun series. I guess when you're playing a really good team like that, yeah, you hope to win it. You hope 3-1. Yeah, you're hoping 3 out of 4. That way you gain those 2 games you need. But you just don't want it to go south. So a split would be good because the Dodgers, like I said, are a really good team. Election day tomorrow. Get out, cast your ballot in the primaries. We got a blood drive. As long as you're out and about, you might as well... swing on by St. Anthony's Catholic Church in the Padua Center tomorrow, right on South Fifth Avenue, and give blood tomorrow from noon until 5. If you need to make an appointment, you got a busy day, give Jenny a call, and she'll jot you down for an appointment at 744-3267. 715-744-3267. A blood drive along with the election day tomorrow. All right, got to bear with me here now. I got a new computer, so I'm used to looking here to see that, and now I got a, my brain's just like, where did it go? where did it go? So we'll get you news in just a second. Stop laughing. So the Summer Olympics is officially over. We'll do it in 4 more years, and flag football, when it's in Los Angeles, flag football will be a sport. I'm very excited to see who will be in that because, you know, we have the professional basketball, of course, where I saw like, was it 181 of the players that were playing in the Olympics in the five-man basketball were professional or former professional players. Now, you figure there's 16 teams times however many people. Is that 100? Is that right, 180? Well, it was a lot. And that might be the exact number. But there was a lot of current and former NBA players playing in that. That's why the U.S. had it tough. And the competition for that gold medal for the Olympic basketball team, the men's and the women's, gets harder every year. People are saying, well, this team, they can't play defense. How come they can't whoop this team? Well, you know what? The guys on the other team, yeah, they're in the NBA too. They're pretty good too. So, they got the gold though. They got the gold. It was not easy for the men and for the women. So what else here? So, U.S. wins the Olympic medal count. We mentioned that. The Winter Olympics is now 18 months away. Oh, I was talking about the NBA versus football. It's going to be interesting to see flag football, how many professionals are involved in the Summer Olympics in 4 years, if they will let them. That'll be a part of contracts and collective bargaining, I'm sure. Will NFL players be allowed to play in the Summer Olympics? It's during the off season, for the most part. I would say yes. Be pretty cool to see Jordan Love throwing dimes for the Olympic flag football team. There's only one quarterback spot, though. They should have more than one team, is what they should do. So again, Winter Olympics is in Italy this year, and it's only 18 months away for the Winter Olympics. What else? Did you see the meteor shower over the weekend? Apparently, I saw some pictures on social media. Today is National Elephant Day also. Celebrate as you see fit. If you got a pet elephant, well, don't tell anybody. I'm pretty sure that's not legal. Always been amazing animals. Giraffes, elephants, those large animals, always been amazing. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports at 7:33, so let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. The Pentagon announcing a tactical move. More military might on the way to the Middle East.
The Pentagon moving a guided missile submarine, the USS Georgia, to the Middle East. The location of that sub, armed with cruise missiles, normally top secret. And by also speeding up the redeployment of an additional aircraft carrier to the region, the US upping its message of deterrence, telling Iran and its proxies to back down.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. A big accusation in the race for the White House. Former President Trump attacking his rival, Democrat Kamala Harris. She rallied last night in her hometown of San Francisco, California, and touted no taxes on tips for service workers. Trump says Harris stole one of his campaign promises. The city of Uvalde, Texas has released a batch of files from the 2022 Robb Elementary School massacre, including police text messages and videos from that deadly day, most of it confirming that the police response was full of confusion, chaos, and a deadly delay. 19 students and two teachers killed. This is ABC
98Q Country.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Roadwork continues in Oneida County, with grading and paving on Highway 17 from Stephen Street to Pollyanna Road. Crews are working on replacing the asphalt pavement and the curb and the gutter, and are planned to finish up in October of this year. Work is also continuing on Highway 8 from Wisconsin 17 north to County P, with crews working on continuing the paving and continuing the bridge work. The planned end time is September 20th of this year. Traffic will be detoured to County P and Wisconsin 17, and Highway 8 will be closed, so plan accordingly. There will also be a committee of the whole meeting today at 5 p.m. on the third floor of the Park Falls Public Library. They'll be discussing such things as adopting a code of ordinances, paying bills, and a contractor's application, amongst other things. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Pack is back in practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Browns 23-10 over the weekend. At halftime, Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley challenged his players they needed to make a turnover in the second half. Rookie safety Evan Williams, out of Oregon, did just that, coming up with a forced fumble early in the third quarter.
Yeah, it felt great. Really just play fast, use our instincts, and yeah, just fly around. I mean, that's what I had the most fun with today. I felt like fly around, and you know, and coach always preaches that. Just the jobs aren't that difficult. Run to the ball and just do your job, we're going to be successful.
Baseball. The Brewers open an important series tonight against the Dodgers. LA in first place in the NL West. The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds Sunday, but D.L. Hall was back on the mound. Pat Murphy?
Yeah, I think since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher.
Now, if the Brewers just go .500 for the rest of the schedule, they would finish with 90 wins this season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream is now closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. They're open daily from 8:30 to 6 p.m. and 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoy $3 off perennials and half-price annuals. Go to their new Hummingbird Boardwalk. Vote for your favorite plants and win prizes. Trees and shrubs are available with a two-week delivery. Scoop into some delicious Cedarcrest ice cream and relax on a beautiful tangled butterfly terrace. Check out their Casilla popcorn plants for just $10. Visit them off Highway East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence. Oh, did I mention they have ice cream?
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is where summer sounds best.
Let's go.
It's a simple wine. It's summertime.
Country.
98Q Country.
I can see you over there staring at your drink, watching that I sink all alone tonight. And chances are you're sitting here in this bar, cause he ain't gonna treat you right. Well, it's probably not my place, but I'm gonna say it anyway, cause you look like you hadn't felt the fire, had a little fun, hadn't had a smile in a little while, baby. Ooh, looks good on the sky. Looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling trying to, I'll be another just pick you up kind of guy, trying to drink you up, trying to take you home. But I don't understand how another man can take your son and turn it ice cold. Well, I've had enough to drink and it's making me think that I just might tell you. If I were a painter, I wouldn't change you. I'd just paint you bright, baby. Cause blue looks good on the sky. It looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling baby.
Hop off the bus, shake off the where you came from dust. Grab your guitar, walk down the street. Sign says Nashville, Tennessee. But I have found it's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bang, bang, bang. Bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it in this crazy town. You pay your dues and you play for free, and you pray for a honky-tonk destiny. You cut your teeth in the smoky bars and live off the tips from a pickle jar. Till find a cool new sound and you smile. To be a star, you gotta bend those strings till the Hank comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it. We love it, we hate it, we all came here to make it in this crazy town.
AQ Country.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7 pound 5 ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home. fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home.
Take her home. Take her home. Take her home. Kenny Chesney there in 98Q Country and Take Her Home. All right, how you doing? How you doing? Got a Monday going for you. We are creeping. I don't know about you. I was outside yesterday afternoon just kind of lingering, waiting for the dog to do its duty and all that good stuff of a dog owner. And I could just feel it. It's just something about the rustling of the leaves. And I think it's because they're starting to dry out a little bit. It's just something about an August breeze versus a June breeze. And I know you got to get the leaves on the trees, obviously, in May and June, but they're usually on. But there's something different about a summer breeze where it seems like the leaves are just kind of swashing. It was just... And then when you get to August, like now, the rustling of the leaves sounds more crisp. It sounds drier, and you can just feel football in the air, can't you? that gives you a little peek into the mindset of the morning show guy. I walk outside, a beautiful August day. I hear the leaves rustling in the trees, and the first thing I think is, what time does the game start here? Pretty soon. Got football going on. But the feel of fall is starting to creep in a little bit. We've still got some good stuff to go yet. And welcome in, and a big hello to all you who are vacationing in our beautiful Northwoods. We see you at the Quick Trip, and we see the license plates, and we hope you guys are having a good time, and we appreciate you coming up here. It's a lot cooler here than it is in Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, isn't it? In Florida, yeah, it's a lot cooler. And we're not wading through water either, which is nice. Well, unless you want to be, of course, in the area lakes. We have Brewer Baseball, big series against the Dodgers. If you've been thinking about going to AmFam Field to see the Brewers, and you've got time this week, I tell you what, a trip down to AmFam Field to see the Brewers and the Dodgers, a couple of the best teams, maybe the two best teams in the National League. 7:10, first pitch tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday. You could pull a day game on Thursday. You could leave in the morning, 7, 8 in the morning, get down there, see the Brewer game at 1:10. You could be back home by 9 o'clock or earlier. Pretty nice. It's a little bit of a long day, but Brewers and Dodgers, AmFam Field, definitely a fun place to be. And I didn't see any breaking news. I'm assuming that everybody survived the buy one, get one free beer night Friday night at AmFam Field. Ooh, I still don't think that was a good idea, but they did that until 30. Basically, they only did it till 30 minutes after the first pitch, and then it was gone. So, wow. That's a gamble at best in the state of Wisconsin.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Isn't there a Republican primary election for the 68th Assembly District coming up?
August 13th, I'm voting for Rob Summerfield. I trust his conservative leadership.
Me too. He stopped that crazy liberal agenda in Madison.
What about rising costs?
Folks are struggling to keep up. That's why Rob passed tax relief for families and retirees.
And stopping illegal immigration?
Rob voted to send the National Guard to help secure the southern border and pass legislation keeping illegal immigrants from voting.
Let's keep Rob fighting for us. Vote Rob Summerfield for 68th Assembly, August 13th.
Paid for by Friends of Rob Summerfield.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Conservative voices are not being represented in Madison. You deserve elected officials who listen, share your values, and get results. I'm Scott Harbridge, running for State Assembly in the 74th District to return our government to we the people. Poor leadership and broken promises at the state capitol are destroying our economy, driving inflation, and risking lives. I served 4 years in the Army with the 82nd and 509th Airborne and 26 years with the Department of Corrections. I know how to tackle tough challenges, and now I'm ready to serve you by taking on the establishment in Madison. I'm the only candidate in the race endorsed by Pro-Life Wisconsin. I'm pro-life, pro-law enforcement, and pro-freedom. I promise to always be honest and transparent. You'll never wonder where I stand. The fight between good and evil is black and white. Vote for me, Scott Harbridge, on August 13th in the Republican primary. I can't do this without your vote. Send me a patriot to Madison, and let's make America great again. Thank you. Paid for by Harbridge for 74th Assembly District.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal...
company.
...contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. Highs in the upper 70s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm midday to early afternoon. For tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Lows around 53. A sprinkle or a light shower on Tuesday. Otherwise mostly sunny and highs near 80.
Right now, it's 52.
My country station.
My country. All day long.
Hey, y'all. This is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
KAQ Country.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fishing in another town. Just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long.
heart sitting in the trunk of that 65. Still waiting on you and your granddad to bring it back to life. You can always get around to fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, till you can't. So take that phone call from your mama and just talk away, 'cause you'll never know how bad you want her till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, 'cause man, you never know. If you got a chance, take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody,